Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There he is. And he is going through each material to find out which doesn't agree with his doctrine. And the doctrine of Islam and radical Islam, how they see it. And so he's removing it. But didn't that happen right here in our own White House, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann? Mm-hmm. She said that they went through the FBI libraries and the other federal agency libraries, and that they removed everything. They removed everything that had to do with radical Islam, identifying radical Islam. And so you're seeing when we embrace anything other than God, whose son is Jesus Christ, this is what happens. Mm-hmm. And there was a day, when. You look at Germany, we'll be talking about Russia and some things that are going on today, in the future programs. But what they did when they began to want to persecute folks, they began to track people. They began to track them. They began to burn, destroy things like Kristallnacht, the night that they went around and broke all the store windows in and said, your business won't be successful anymore. And they started attacking the businesses of the Jews and the people, what they thought was undesirables. And then they begin to remove anything that actually represented the Jews. Well, that's what's happening right now when you look over with this Islamic State. And that's what's happening in America when our president, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, has removed this very, what's the statistics now of how many states that are, countries that are suffering, and 46% of those, is the problem is radical Islam.
Being persecuted?
Yeah.
There's 50 countries right now. It's being reported by Open Doors Ministry, and they serve the persecuted church worldwide. And what they said, that 40 out of the 50 of these top countries have Islamic extremists as the main source of this persecution. And they rated, of course, North Korea as the number one most persecuted country in the world for Christians today. 50,000 to 70,000 Christians are in prison camps in North Korea. And so we need to stand with the persecuted church.
Yes.
We need to be in prayer. We need to stand with them because...
Well, the whole thing, too, is to remember that they removed any reference to radical Islam being an issue, and that's what's happening in these areas. So, in other words, things are getting prepared. According to Kamal Saleem, I know we're fixing to go to break, Kamal Saleem, who was a former radical jihadist trained up at the Muslim Brotherhood, who said that he was coming to America to destroy America. But what happened was he found Jesus, and we have to remember that we can witness to these people, these Arabs, that they don't know Jesus yet. Mm-hmm. They don't know him, and God loves them, and that God can save them. They did. But he said over 500,000, this is what he told us, over 500,000 have crossed the borders of America, and they're undocumented. They're all throughout. And all these things that are being strategically set up, that's a huge issue taking place in America. Yeah. We got to be prepared for that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.